Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about, what?
Oh. I almost forgot to say my name.
No, you said Elle.
I know.
What the Elle? We also have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, with us tonight. We have a guest. I'll let you introduce her. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, in case you want to call in. We'd like to hear from you. You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com and hit the green life button. By the way, you can also go here to listen to any of our previous shows in the archives. And or you can even text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
You guys are so funny.
Ron, you are all business tonight.
You
didn't even call me Coco.
Oh, I just
and you didn't even let me say hi.
Okay, come on.
All right.
You guys are taking up valuable air time.
Okay, sorry.
Our sponsor.
And our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution, which is made possible by Wendy Douglas Insurance. And we go out and spread random acts of kindness. And we actually give groceries and gasoline to random people. Once a month, we go out and set up our flag, and it's a big yellow smiley flag. And we give out 40 $25 gift vouchers for food or gas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just because.
Just
such
because.
A great thing.
But you and can't tell me when.
What
and
a
where.
Feel good thing.
Yeah, our motto is can't say where, can't say when. But the only thing that we do ask is that you pay it forward and do a random act of kindness yourself.
Right. And anybody listening can help out with.
Yes, we'd love to have you as a sponsor if you're interested in being a sponsor for this great. And it is a nonprofit. You can give me a buzz at 530-524-1369.
Wonderful. Excellent. I like that. So, Elle.
Yeah. Ron.
What the hell are we talking about tonight?
Well, you know what?
Who's our guest speaker?
Our guest tonight.
Yes.
In the studio is Amanda Faith.
Hi, Amanda.
And, long time Facebook friends. Short time face-to-face friends. We just actually met in person tonight. But for my post today on the Facebook about what our show was going to be covering, which was anxiety, just talking about anxiety, if you suffer from anxiety, what that does to you and how you can turn it around, Amanda posted, which she does. She posts a lot on our stuff, and I appreciate that, Amanda. She brought up the concept of imposter syndrome, and man, that lit me up. I jumped all over that because it does fall into this category that we wanted to address tonight, anxiety issues and how that impacts our life and what that looks like. So, Amanda, I think what I want to do is if you're comfortable with it, you know, tell us a little bit about what imposter syndrome is and, don't call me out when you're doing it.
Well, I gladly will call myself out in place of you. Imposter syndrome is a relatively newly used term, but it was first coined in the late 1970s to describe how overachieving women specifically, and it was most noted in minority groups or those who felt different.
Interesting. Okay.
And it has quite a bit to do with your feelings of self-worth based on the achievements that you you have made and very real experiences and knowledge that you may have based on feelings of worthlessness. Those with imposter syndrome often don't give themselves credit for their very real and tangible experience.
So what would that look like to put that kind of in a package of a description? Somebody's walking around and they've got imposter syndrome and you want to help them identify what this might be like if they're suffering with it. What would be some things that how would you identify it?
Well, for me personally, and mine is a very, very extreme example. I'm a longtime mental health and wellness advocate and practitioner. I have spoken as a motivational speaker towards end-of-life coaching and grief, overcoming grief specifically. And I have all the experience that backs that up, but I did not receive any notoriety for those things until I faced the death of my own child. And so being known in the field of grief counseling and end-of-life coaching and having days where I very literally didn't have the strength to shower while simultaneously being told how strong I was, how smart I was, how capable I was. And I had people pointing out all of the tools and all of the amazing things about me that would get me through this time. But the dishes in my sink and my unvacuumed carpet made me feel like I really didn't have it all together and that I was a complete fraud.
So it's a sense of not feeling like you deserve what people are telling you, what people are seeing in you. Internally, you're arguing with that.
Absolutely. And you're always afraid that they're going to find out, you know, that you are inadequate or that all of the self-talk is true and you're a fraud. In a more common explanation of it or a more relatable explanation of it, it would be like a child doing really, really well on an English essay and acing it. But they also know that they just simultaneously failed the math test. So when their parents are giving them accolades and telling them how smart they are for acing this essay, they are doubting their own intelligence because of the failed math class. So what it's important to point out that is that we can't all be experts at every single thing. And just because we have a failing in one area doesn't take value away from the experience that we have.
So I printed out some stuff on imposter syndrome because I've heard of it. Honestly, you'd think I would know this topic inside and out with all the school.
I didn't.
But it's still a little vague to me. When you brought it up, I thought, oh, yes, I love that concept. It's come up a few times. I vaguely have an understanding about it, but really hadn't really pressed in around it. It's not like necessarily a therapeutic actual diagnosis, imposter syndrome. Or maybe it is now, but it's not something I've run across much.
It is very confusing because it is one of those what I like to call impactors.
Oh, I like
so
that.
Within mental health and mental awareness talks, it's more than fair to point out how a lot of different syndromes and diagnoses actually impact each other. So, you know, where I compare and try to explain, you know, imposter syndrome in relation to worthiness. Well, imposter syndrome it's the persistent inability to believe in your worth based on your own skills, knowledge, et cetera.
That's great. I'm going to, I love that punctuated point you just made. And I'm going to stop with that. It's a good place for us to draw a line under it for a break, and then we'll come back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Talk Show with you here. And we have with us our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews over here.
Hello.
What?
The mostest, bestest, everything.
Best of everything.
I would say.
Our number here is 530-605-4567. Call us if you'd like. And chime in with our topic tonight, anxiety. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any of us here on Facebook Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. All right, we're back from our break. Oh, our sponsor. We got to talk to our sponsor.
Yes.
Real quick. Lenny.
Our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution. And it is made possible and brought to you by Wendy Douglas Insurance. And our motto is, we can't say where, we can't say when. But once a month, we show up at a local grocery store, locally owned, by the way. Sometimes they have gasoline, sometimes they don't. But we've gone around all the small communities in Shasta County. And we put up our big yellow and black smiley face flag. And then when you see that pop up, we are there. We give away 40 $25 gift vouchers for food or gas. And the only thing that we ask in return is that you pay it forward and do something kind for someone else. We have 5 sponsors every month, and they are local businesses. So if you are interested in becoming a sponsor to make this happen, we'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 530-524-1369.
Excellent.
Yeah. Great program.
Great thing.
Like it.
Yeah. So we're here tonight in the studio. We have Amanda Faith joining us. And when I made the Facebook post, if you're just joining us, that I originally said that we were going to talk about anxiety and if you feel like you're not worthy. And Amanda responded to that and wanted to know if we were going to talk about imposter syndrome. And I just jumped right on that. So we're staying in the overall point of anxiety and not feeling worthy, talking about something called imposter syndrome. And to just summarize it really quickly, and then I'm going to let Amanda speak some more on it, is that it's an internal psychological experience. So it's where you have accomplishments, but you doubt your own accomplishments. And even in spite of the proof that's in front of you for your own accomplishments, you're doubting them. But that shows up in our lives if we have this imposter syndrome, which I'm pretty sure I've gone in and out of that one a few times. It can show up in your work. It can show up in education. It can show up in, which is, you just don't feel like you're enough. You don't feel like you're good enough. So, Amanda, I'm going to turn it back over to you and have you fill us in a little bit more with this topic.
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, imposter syndrome can look completely different. And like you said, it is a persistent inability to basically notice either what you've done good, the good in you, and those type of things. And so it's very, very based in your own feeling of worthiness.
Right.
Right. So that's where the anxiety comes in with imposter syndrome, is because even though you may have this great training and all these things, if you're still suffering from something, like specifically for me, it's, you know, the imposter syndrome. And because I'm still suffering from mental health and things like that, I discount my very real training and knowledge, mm-hmm, certificates, mm-hmm, all of the things that I've done to grow and learn, because for people suffering from imposter syndrome, very often we overcompensate. There's some grandiose thing that we have to do to get the attention and the validation to prove to ourselves that we are worth this title or this job or this position. It could be anything from coaching to parenting. It affects every single aspect of your life, down to romantic relationships, even.
So I want to go back to the term that you said about the grandiose.
Yeah.
You said that it has something to do with this grandiose. Because when I think of the word term, I'm just going to say, when I think of the term grandiose, I think of narcissism. And this is not necessarily narcissism. So can you explain that a little bit, what you're talking about when you say that?
Yeah, the grandiose displays in regards to imposter syndrome really come from insecurity. So a lot of the grandiose displays of insecurity would include, you know, blaming someone for cheating on you just because you're insecure and you have a perceived notion of that. So in imposter syndrome, the grandiose behavior, you are trying to convince people that you're amazing because you don't believe it. So while it can, in a lot of situations, mirror narcissism, and a lot of people misdiagnose themselves and others for it, it is completely different.
How is it different?
Well, a lot of times it comes from early childhood experiences. And people think that it is often overachieving children or those with perfectionist parents that drive them to always be perfect. But it's also people without healthy modeling systems, without influential role models, or, you know, sort of feeling like they haven't acquired the basis or the necessities to prove their intelligence. They've never had anyone actually tell them that they had earned any of these things.
Yeah, they haven't been successful in their connections. I'm seeing that we have somebody calling in, Corey. Corey, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Corey.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Hi, yeah. I work in mental health as well, and that's something I've dealt with with my own personal life was the imposter syndrome. And I had a question for Amanda. And as a male, this may be different. As you mentioned, imposter syndrome can look different. But sometimes I struggle between understanding whether I'm being arrogant or whether I'm being truly confident. Can you comment on that?
That's a great question, Corey.
That is a great question, especially bouncing off of Elle's previous question regarding narcissism. Because in imposter syndrome, because of the grandiose behavior, often we self-label ourselves as narcissists, and that becomes a reason that we will not claim our successes for ourselves.
So your question was, what's the difference between arrogance and confidence?
True confidence, correct. Like,
yeah.
Where you know that your insight is correct, that your analysis is correct, that you're making decisions based on, you know, truly being confident in what you're doing rather than knowing what you're not knowing what you think you know, you know?
So with confidence, we can be confident in some areas and not confident in others. And we display a sense of competency around the things that we're confident about. So when you're confident about what you're doing, like you have a sense of, okay, I've got this. I've got the skill set. You know you're going to be able to get on your bicycle. You are confident that you can get on your bicycle and get your bike to the store and get back. So there's a competency that goes with your ability to be confident in achieving what it is that, you know, your goal. Where arrogance is a way of compensating for insecurity. So when you feel insecure, and that insecurity has a way of going against your identity of yourself. So you have this identity of yourself of, I'm a good man. But maybe you're displaying behaviors that go against that concept of being a good man. And so arrogance is a way of compensating for those insecurities. So you're puffing yourself up and expressing your abilities that aren't necessarily, or over-exaggerating your abilities. And I've done that. I have over-exaggerated. I tell people all the time, I kind of like taking credit for things. So I have to really back myself off and not take credit for things.
So would you say that arrogance involves ego?
Yes, arrogant. Well, your ego, it depends on how we're defining ego, and that's a rabbit hole. So the ego, depending on which theoretical orientation you're following, but your arrogance can be from an ego state that is in pain and feels a lack of accomplishment. You maybe have not been successful at accomplishing certain developmental tasks throughout your age, like young men need to be able to successfully identify with older men, mentors, peers, coaches, their dad. If they don't and they get the message that they're not enough, then you have not overcome that sense of insecurity that you have. You know, insecurity can drive us in a good way. It's not a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. It's a bad thing if we stay in an insecure state and then try to compensate for it later. Corey, I don't know. Was that helpful at all?
That was fantastic. I really appreciate it. And you remind me of the four stages or four levels of competence that viewers might want to look up.
Yeah, what is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so basically you start off at the lowest stage and think of it as a pyramid. So you have where you're ignorant. You don't know what you don't know. And that would say that you have wrong analysis. You're making bad decisions because you think you know what you know, but you don't. The second stage is conscious incompetence, meaning, oh, now I know that I don't know this thing. And I thought it was great how Amanda was saying that we have different stages of this in different things, like riding a bike or being good on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third stage is conscious competence, meaning now I do know the right thing to do, and I'm working hard to make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Then that fourth stage is unconscious competence, where you have really good intuition, and you just like driving a car for 10 years, you can drive it without even thinking about it.
I really like those four stages, and I appreciate you introducing those to us. It reminds me a little bit of Maslow's hierarchy of needs and where you're moving in a direction to be, you know, a whole functioning, fully competent person. And I'm hearing music, so I'm a little distracted. Corey, thank you. We're going to take a break.
We get it almost every night. When that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural wild delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Elle.
Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show with you tonight. And we have also with us our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Say hi, Lenny.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. We also have our guest, Amanda Faith, here tonight, too.
Hello.
Helping us out tonight. And we our phone number here is 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. Give us a call. Chime in. You can listen to us at kcnr1460.com also. You can even text Ask Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any three of us on Facebook, Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, and Ron Lim. And Lenny's going to tell us a little bit about our sponsor.
The Kindness Revolution, which is awesome, awesome. We feed people and give them free gas once a month. We show up at a random, locally owned grocery store or some type of store that carries groceries and or gas. And we give out $40, $25 vouchers until they're gone. And the only thing that we ask is that you pay it forward with a kind deed. And I also wanted to mention, Reading is just about sold out for the year.
Wow.
For sponsors.
Nice.
However, we are moving into Red Bluff. So if you're listening from Red Bluff or you know a local business that would like to sponsor with us, you guys can give me a call at 530-524-1369.
All right.
I just got a text.
You did?
Yeah.
Well.
Comes from.
Share it.
Justin. And he said, Lenny, I'm going to need that free gas.
I'm going to help you out,
well,
buddy.
Well, it's kind of random, though.
I just told him I was going to put him on blast. You text me something like that, I'm going
to
read it.
You have to be there randomly, though, Justin.
Yes, you do. But you know what? If you just pay attention to that yellow smiley face flag, I'll be there. Put it in drive and let's go. Come see me.
All right.
Okay, so there you go, we Justin. Are. Oh, sorry. Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Where were we before the break?
We were talking about imposter syndrome, a fascinating topic. We had a great call from Corey, and so we originally were going to talk about anxiety. And Amanda, if you're just joining us, Amanda wrote in and said, what about imposter syndrome? So we asked her to join us tonight to weigh in on a I'm stumbling on that word tonight, imposter syndrome. So basically, you know, Amanda, what you shared with us is it's an internal incongruence, like you don't match up. What you're performing on the outside, what you're actually capable of doing because you're doing it, internally, you don't even believe your own achievements. You're not even believing that what you've accomplished, you've really accomplished. And I'm going to turn, Lenny, I'm going to put you on the spot.
She loves that.
You know, last time we were in the studio or recently in the studio, we were talking something that brought up for you your story of feeling like everything that you'd accomplished was luck. And I look at you and I'm in awe of the things you've accomplished. I'm impressed. I respect you. You're my co-host.
Oh, thank you.
And, but you had a story to share around that. And I think it's relevant right now. So I'm going to put you on the spot to weigh in.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. I have suffered from abandonment issues, which played into big time insecurity and self-image, things like that. And so I've counseled and pretty well mastered that to the point where I can live a really good, healthy life. However, during the 40 years of my career, I was in the top 20 percentile of the winners, we'll say. And I thought every single day it was luck. I did not believe that it had anything to do with skill on my part. And I was scared to death every day that I wasn't going to be able to do it and that I was going to be laughed at, teased, bullied. But most importantly, I wasn't going to be able to feed my son because it was a commission-only job. So I never really had faith that I was good at what I did. It just seemed to happen. But I had no support. My coworkers were bullies. And so I think that made it worse.
You know, while you were talking, something popped into my mind about you, which is, in addition to your incredible accomplishments in your industry, I know a little bit about your history. You were also a competitive water skier. To name one, I'm sorry, Lenny, I'm drawing a blank. There's a bunch more. You danced. Was it tap dance?
All of it.
Ballet.
Modern jazz.
Sang. She still dances. She's incredible. I will not go out with her.
Yeah, me neither.
I look like a schmuck. So, yeah. Here's what I want to know. I want to know what you accomplished when you were a kid. Tell me.
I did nothing until I was in middle school.
Yeah, and then what'd you do?
Actually, that's not true. I started tap and ballet at 4. And I did that up until high school, and then it wasn't cool.
And then you started water skiing?
Started water skiing late in high school, yeah.
And about, you were competitive?
Yeah, and I worked at the Siderhout Ski School and was in the ski show, Top Girl on the Pyramid.
Top Girl on the Pyramid.
Then I had a jewelry store. All the while, still skiing, had my own boat. No dogs, no boys came, girls only. And and then I got into radio. But I worked on a ranch before that. I was a dental assistant. I was finding my way, and I went into radio, and that became my career. Commission only, though, so you made what you sold. So if I didn't sell, I didn't get a paycheck, and I couldn't feed my boy. I was a single mom.
I guess what I'm doing is I'm mashing this whole life story together. I'm thinking you tap dance, ballet. These are things I wish I could have accomplished. I trip over my own toes. You water ski. You're athletic. You were successful at these things. Did you have that same mindset going on?
Yes.
This is lucky. I'm just lucky.
All of it.
So this is originating really from something much deeper and much younger, which we may or may not have time to go into that tonight on the show because I'm really enjoying this topic. But the imposter syndrome for you, and I just want to – I'm not trying to single you out, Lenny, and put you on the spot, but I am. Even though I'm doing it, for the sake of those in the audience who know you, who can relate to you, that you had these incredible accomplishments.
Fear of failure through all of it.
Through your whole life, successful, going into adulthood, successful at what you were doing, and all the time feeling like it was just luck. So when Corey called in, he was talking, he asked about the difference between confidence and arrogance. So you didn't even have confidence, mm-mm, even in the things that you were skilled at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm kind of turn to you, Amanda, and kind of put you on the spot now, where's the breakdown in that? There's a disparity there between she has literally accomplished all these things consistently, repeatedly, historically,
yeah,
through her whole life, but somehow in that is a belief system. It reminds me a little bit of body dysmorphia. You can look beautiful, you can be stunning, and still look in the mirror and not see it.
It is based on the same principles. So, I mean, it's
great.
Can
you explain it?
Well, first, I would really like to address the listing of the qualities because, not only is that effective in helping somebody who is suffering from imposter syndrome, with anxiety and things like that, we see the anxiety in these people usually. Just reminding them of how special they are is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And for as far as self-work, I suggest clients always write themselves a resume of all the beautiful, beautiful things that they can and all of their very real accomplishments related to those qualities. It's a quality and an action. So I have them write both so that they can see that not only is the fact that they're loving something that they are, but by going out and going into the community and giving in request that somebody pay it forward, just on the idea of spreading love, that's already confirming that you're a loving person. So that's what I mean as quality and action. So everyone should do a self-inventory if they think that this might be something they're suffering from.
So that's a great point for us to stop on. I want to go back to that when we come back from the break.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And this is Ronald Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show here. We also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
She's so modest. The number
She's
here.
She's not believing it.
The number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to chime in, we'd like to hear from you. 530-605-4567. Or you can listen in at KCNR1460.com. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any 3 of us on Messenger, Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, and Ron Lim. And Lenny's going to tell us a little bit about our sponsor today.
Yes, the Kindness Revolution. Can't say where, can't say when, But once a month, we are doing amazing kind things by giving away groceries and gas. And I wanted to say there's another facet to this, and that is a bully program that we have just started to put into the schools. It's cool to be kind, and what we're doing is we're going into the schools and rewarding for being good to their fellow students. Yes. And so that's something that I'm going to be exploring and doing
that's
more
of. That's a really
of.
Good idea.
Yeah.
But
like
it's
phenomenal.
It's a bully program that we're taking to the schools. And then Redding's almost sold out, so next stop is Red Bluff. So we'll be starting a kindness revolution there as well.
So if anybody in Red Bluff is listening in, if you know
they can give
there.
Me a call at 530-524-1369. And by the way, Wendy Douglas Insurance, which she is an incredible woman, she brought this to Northern California, and she's making this all possible.
So well, thank you, Wendy.
Kudos for her.
Thank you, Wendy. I feel like I know her even though I haven't met
Yeah.
her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we broke...
Yeah.
We got that to the break.
We're
talking about what?
Amanda Faith is here talking to us about imposter syndrome. And she was bringing up a point that I want to get back to, but, you know, we do ask people to text in and call in. So I have a text in, and this comes from Michael Dominic, who is also my nephew. He lives in Ohio. He works for an attorney there. He faithfully listens to our show. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Always listen, and you typically have something good to say, and he just said, I feel like you did this show tonight just for me, is what he said. And,
nice.
You know, Michael, I appreciate you saying that. I didn't do it just for you. I do love you. I know you're going to be listening
but
in.
But we would have.
This is what he has to say. He says he's a legal assistant, has no legal education or training or higher education. He worked as a very successful hairstylist, which I can validate all this. For almost 10 years, when he moved, he couldn't transfer his license. He had to start from scratch, went back to work at a fast food place, and worked his way up to where he is now. He gets praise from his attorneys that he works for. And he says he's filled with anxiety that at any moment they're going to realize they made a mistake and fire me.
Mm.
That is such a just on-point description of the imposter syndrome that you're doing great. You're doing an amazing job. They love you. They obviously – you have to be doing a good job. You cannot
right.
stay employed at a lawyer's office and not be doing a good job. Yet, all of the things that are right in front of you that you're actually doing, you don't feel like are really worthwhile accomplishments, and that – somebody's going to find you out, and then there's going to be rejection involved in that. So I want to go back to – thank you for sharing that. I appreciate your always sharing honestly with us. So you were talking before we took a break, Amanda, about the ways to close that gap between this – there's anxiety in that distance between what you're doing and who you believe you are. The bigger the gap, the more mental unwellness we have, the more anxiety, the more unrest. It can actually lead to psychosis, which can be very debilitating. You started to talk about ways that people can close that gap, and I wanted to just reiterate that that's what you're doing. You're really giving now the listeners suggestions on how do you begin to reduce the anxiety or begin to work on fix, change the that distance between what you're doing and who you believe yourself to be. What are some things, what do you have to offer people? What are some things that can be helpful?
Well, I mean, they all start with addressing your worthiness. So, like I said, the resume or the inventory of the things that you have accomplished. your certificates, your knowledge in different areas, and what life experience that came from. Those are relevant to who and where you are at any given time, too, and our intuition. All of the things about us that make us specifically us, we have to be able to list and give value to. Because our problem with imposter syndrome is really a devaluation of ourself.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the inability to get over our own insecurities. That's why I chimed in when you were talking about the anxiety and feelings of worthiness, because, you know, a lot of times and a lot of people suffer from imposter syndrome without fully understanding that that's even what they are,
mm-hmm.
are suffering from.
They're just living with the anxiety of it. They're
yeah.
living with the distress of the
And I mean,
discomfort.
If you tell me you're feeling worthless, I'm going to tell you you're so amazing and all of these things. And I might even list a lot of the beautiful things you've done, you know, if I'm your friend. Right? But you're not going to believe
that. You're not
going to
receive it. No.
You will not receive it. Your mind goes to, well, yeah, but I failed that Kim test.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I cheated on my ex-partner. I can't be good at relationships mm-hmm. now because I did this horrible thing. And we keep ourselves trapped in the inadequacy of it all instead of owning where we are, because we're afraid to. If we own our excellence, or sometimes for some imposters, even if we finish a project, we have to admit that we're actually good at this thing. And in doing that...
Oh, that's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
So some of us may not finish projects because we actually would have to shift our internal belief system or about ourselves. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to finish this because then I would actually be successful.
Yeah. We would have to accept praise.
Okay, that's going to keep me awake tonight.
I know.
Sabotage yourselves.
Yeah.
Self-sabotaging is huge in imposter syndrome.
Thank God I didn't feel that way.
A lot of procrastination, a lot of things like that, but at the same time, it can be a superpower, right?
Yeah, talk about that, because you mentioned that before. What do you mean by superpower?
Well, I mean, this whole topic kind of came up over the stress of having a last-minute show. And last-minute...
Oh, you just fronted me off.
Well, no,
no,
not necessarily.
On
yeah,
TV.
No, not necessarily. But the anxiety in that and you know, the ability to perform quickly and under pressure also comes from, a lot of times, for those suffering from imposter syndrome.
I'll tell you exactly what was going through my mind when I posted the
yeah.
anxiety around this. And it was, very much, very close to what you're saying, which was, I have not been able to get to this till the last minute. I have not been able to devote time to this till the last minute. I am not doing a good job with this. I am not, this is not going to be good enough. This is, I'm dropping the ball on this. I'm letting my co-host down. Which every week you guys say, oh, it's a great show. So that is what went through my mind when I said I'm having a little bit of anxiety about it, because I'm getting to this, I'm posting this late and I'm having anxiety about it, meaning I have really let everybody down around this, and I hope they don't find out.
Yeah.
But I told on myself. I tell on myself.
Oh, we know.
We're going to find out.
I mean.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
I recognized it even in the post, and it's relevant because so many of us do exactly the same things. We allow ourselves to just get so stressed out, and, you know, a positive reframe is, isn't
I love
it
that.
So fantastic that you have the ability and the knowledge to be able to pull together resources and information at the last minute
I get it.
To do something
great
impactful.
That's a great reframe. Thank you for modeling what that looks like, because that's what she's really saying. That's what you're saying,
yeah,
Amanda.
Exactly.
You're saying challenge the belief system. So I could have challenged myself instead of being like, okay, I'm having a little anxiety about posting late. I could have said, man, I'm so proud of myself for getting this going. And I'm sorry, I'm having the last word, but that's it for the show.
No. Well, and you got a few minutes.
You're literally the name of the show.
You're the boss.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining
us.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson to find...